Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March the 7th, 2024. Dwelling in His house. How admirable are Thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even faint for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young, even Thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in Thy house. They will be still praising Thee. Selah. Psalms 84, verse 1 through verse 4. Today's morsel. As Christians, we should have a habit of going to church. There ought to be some things inside of us that draw us to God's house. Not only to hear the Word of God in the fellowship with brothers and sisters of like precious faith, but also to worship God with these same people. The psalmist states, "Blessed are they that dwell in Thy house. They will be still praising Thee." In other words, if we have a habit of being in God's house, nothing should be able to stop us from praising Him. Our situations and circumstances ought not stop our praise and worship to Him. Our afflictions ought not affect our relationship with God. If anything, they ought to draw us closer to Him. Do you know what I have found about those who have a love for the house of God and those who dwell there? All hell can be unleashed on their life, and they will not be fazed by it because they know that they are under the shadow of His wing and He will bring them out. Make it a habit to be in the house of the Lord. Sing this song with me today. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand, pleasures forevermore. Oh, what fellowship divine! I am His and He is mine. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Thought for today, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalms 122, verse 1.